My name is Jean-Yves Taranger.
And what brings you here on this November 5th outside of the Mexican consulate in Montreal?
Oh, I come here because I want to protest against the mass killings that have been occurring in Mexico, and where there's no justice, nobody's persecuting the people responsible for it, and now they kill students. So just for protesting for an augmentation in the prices of the school. So it's like an extreme case. Yeah.
And are you of Mexican origin or?
Yeah, I'm from Mexico City.
What are you hoping to see concretely?
I think that if you give a global pressure, so if in Mexico they see that there's people in London, Paris, and Montreal, like aware of the situation in Mexico and actually taking pictures and saying that they're against it, it's like in the media, it shows up and it makes a kind of pressure on the politicians to make them aware that we know what is happening and that we think that is unjust. So it's not an isolated case. We have a lot of this happening all the time. But I think that the pit point that changed everything is that now there are students and they weren't related to narcotraffic or they weren't like bad people, you know? So that is making people react for this because like we feel a lot of connection with the students and we can maybe get into their fit, like into their boots, if you want to say. And I think that that's the turning point.
Yes, my name is Anita Marin. First, I'm concerned about human rights and international solidarity. And the reason why I was moved, especially, is because I do have a child. And so I can't stop thinking of what just happened in Mexico and how there is no any response from authorities, name it government or from any part that it should. They should answer, they should do something more, you know, seriously. And as I said, that's the reason that I am here, because I do believe that we should gather our forces in order to get a response. I mean, it's not possible to let these things happen and there is no response, there is no sorry answer, there's nothing, and things continue happening and happening. And well, if we would put our forces together, you know, different groups, and I'm not even Mexican, you know, so because it's not Mexico problem, it's a problem of not being social conscious about what's going on in our world, basically, because this is not unfortunately happening only in Mexico. I'm here because of that particularly, but I'm concerned about everything that is happening and we don't do anything. So I would say that we should be a little bit more conscious about what's going on in our world and try to do something about it. And that's the reason I'm here. And I wish other people from other countries, not just Mexicans, would respond to, would do something about it. I can't stop thinking that, you know, it could be any child. It's not just, you know, those 43 kids that disappeared. Gee, these kids are 18, 19 years old, you know. I don't know if you saw the pictures, but there's one of them. They remove their skin in his face and they remove his eyes. A child of 18, 19 years old, you know. I can't picture that. What are we talking about? It's a student, you know. It's not somebody that it was, I don't know. It's a student. It's a child, basically, you know. So that's why I'm here, because I would like to you know, to do something to provoke a reaction, to not let these things happen. And if we don't, if we don't move from our houses, if we don't do anything, they will keep happening. And yeah, you know, today we don't move because it happened there. Tomorrow, no, because it happened there. But the day that it's going to happen to us, then what? You know, then we're going to do, but it's going to be too late. It already touched that. So that's why we have to be more conscious. It's another incident in Mexico. Look, while they were looking for the bodies of these kids, or they were looking for the kids, they were not expecting, you know, to find anything particularly, but while they were looking for these students, they did find other people, you know, like 20, 30 bodies there. Gee, you know, so what the hell is this? I don't know, this is serious, you know, and as I say, unfortunately, look, who does anything, you know, who does something? And well, it's in a way, I feel that we should, why we should react, because it's, I'm not saying it's our fault, because it's not our fault. I'm just saying we should not remain silent, we should not remain seated at home. That's all I'm saying.
Edgar Hernandez, I came to show my disaccord with the Mexican government and with the situation that Mexicans are living back there, because I find that it's not something new, the thing that the government is involved with the kidnapping and arresting and being colluded with the narco, but this time it's being really, it's gone too far. The killing of the 43 students at the Ayotzinapa, it's like the tip of the iceberg. And so for me, the only way that I can show it's by coming here and tell the representatives of the Mexican government that I don't agree with what is going in Mexico, and if I want to show that I'm to hope that there's going to be a change in that situation.
So why do you think that this is something that's important to do in Montreal as a Mexican and even as a non-Mexican?
Well, as a Mexican, since my roots are there, I feel compelled to show to come and support the Mexican society in the effort to say to the government that it's been enough. But as a person, I just see that this is going too far, that a government, whoever nation it is, they have to be responsible of the actions that are, and the situation that people of their country live in. And I don't think that any government will accept that to their people, and why Mexico, and that's something I've been questioning a lot and since. But unfortunately, that's the situation, and because of thousands of reasons. So as a human being, I came here to protest also against the violence and that is happening there.
My name is Jivan, or Jean.
Well, I hope that we can get enough social pressure that they're compelled by the public to actually, you know, do something about it, or at least become open about these issues. This is not necessarily mining, you know, it can be many, the massacres are different causes, but they're all about, you know, exploitation of people, and they're not about, you know, what's essential in life, you know, having healthy communities that thrive. Here, I'll give my favorite quote from Friends, my favorite salutation. Some of my friends sign their articles in magazines, and when they write online or not, in publications, take care of yourself, take care of yourselves, and take care of each other, right? So we can, you know, maybe bring that verb in our society to the we, right? Take care of oneself, take care, let's take care of ourselves, and let's take care of each other. That's where we're at in humanity's evolution, and hopefully we can become intelligent species, collectively intelligent species, and we can inspire that 1% that is controlling and exploiting resources and people. We can, like, maybe bring them back, to inspire them to come back to their humanity by doing it ourselves. I just found out that in this case, it was about students, you know, asking for better resources, better conditions. But other massacres also happen because of narco traffic, and, you know, some people call it the narco state because maybe it looks like they may be involved. Like, why would they not want, you know, why don't they do something about this? Why don't they, you know, prosecute or something? And it can also be by paramilitary paid by mining companies. And 70% of most mining companies in the world, I'm adding that little parenthesis, that do that, pay paramilitary to displace populations. And when it doesn't work, it's Operation Genocide. 70% of them or more have their head office in Canada, namely Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, Halifax. I had to mention that.